You know, as we were singing that song about revival in the church and miracles, I wrote something down this week. It says, what lies before us and what lies behind us are small matters compared to what lies within us. Woo. Compared to what lies within us. And when you bring what is within out into the world, miracles happen. Whew. You can find inspiration anywhere. Where is that in the Bible, Dave? No, Henry David Thoreau wrote it. Henry David Thoreau. Oh, he was by himself in Walden Pond, I imagine. And he went there to find God, to hear from God. And he did. Inspiration is all around us, all around us. We just have to, find the key. We just have to really find the key to it. And some of us have lost the keys. For me, worship is one of the keys. I mean, it's one of the keys that just unlocks me spiritually. I'm telling you. Woo! I'm telling you, I love it. I don't know what it is for you. You know, Gail, a walk in the woods, starry night. I mean, God's creation inspired David. And there's different keys that we all have that unlock the things of the Spirit, unlocks all those wonderful mysteries and miracles in the Spirit. And that's called following the Spirit. Following the Holy Spirit. And that's what our theme for this month is. I love it because I'm a charismatic. How many know you're in a charismatic church? How many know that? Woo, they let you dance in a charismatic church. Well, I'll regain my it takes a little while though. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so we're following after the Spirit. And, my namesake, David, was a man after God's own heart. You know, I can find myself in the Bible. Do you ever find yourself in the Bible? I find myself in the Bible all the time. And, of course, in David, I don't know if I told you, some of you remember, you know, I was raised on a farm and we had sheep. And I watched my father's sheep, Jesse's sheep, you know. I mean, I followed the sheep. I watered the sheep. You ever see a sheep drink water? Oh, they'll suck up a bucket in a minute, you know. And we had no water to the barn. I had to carry the water, you know, at that age. And it was an interesting lifestyle experience. But one time, it was in August and very hot, and two dogs came in the yard. A husky, I'll never forget it. I was 12 years old, and they started chasing the sheep. Well, it's not good to chase sheep in hot weather, but then they started taking down the sheep, grabbing it by the throat, taking it down. So my neighbor comes down with a shotgun, and because the sheep are in jeopardy, and he goes like this. And at the last minute, he goes, and he hands it to me. Well, I had to protect the father's sheep, you know. And it just is a constant reminder, really, for me, of the call in my life as a shepherd. You know, watching over the flock. And there's never been a time more critical, I think, in our history, my history. I won't say in history, okay? I'll say in my history, that it's been more important to have the spiritual gifts in our lives that we're going to talk about today. Because we're talking about following the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. And I think discernment is one of the most critical things we have right now. The discerning of spirits. It's a gift of the Spirit. Is discerning of spirit. And you're very good at it. You're better than you know, especially us old folks. Why that old stuff? I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Kathy. But it's discerning of spirits. Where is that coming from? And as you get older, you learn how to read people. You learn how to read things and motives, things like that. And that's important in following the Spirit. Very important in following the Spirit. You know, when I have so much in my heart, but I read this first thing this morning is by Graham Cook. How many know Graham? It says, when you need a mindset that is rooted in your spirit. See, a mindset that's rooted in our spirit, not your soul, your soulish realm, feelings, emotions. That's your soulish realm, and it's a difficult leader. If you're led by the soulish realms, you're hungry. I want some soul food, you know what I mean? Which is generally for me, burgers and fries and, you know, Coke or something. That's soul food. But it says, when it's not, the inner man of the spirit knows how to think in times like these. See, it's the inner man of the spirit that knows. And you have to have spiritual discernment. And we've been trained all these years for this hour, not to be fooled. All these years for this hour. In these perilous times or difficult times, I've never been through a pandemic. Never been through it. Well, there's polio, but I was a child and we lined up with everybody else. You know, and they eradicated polio, thank God. But this is a special time, a different time, a whole different time. There was never so many voices. How many voices are just coming at you all day long, different voices, and it can be confusion. It says the enemy tries to convince you that God is distant, out there somewhere. God's out there, Almighty God is sitting on his throne, observing all this kind of coldly. And it says, that's a lie. God is on the inside of you. Woohoo! I love that. Relax. God's on the inside of you, Jesse. Oh man, he spoke to me about you all week. All week. And you know what? It shows me? God's thinking of you all the time. This is a special time for you. I'm telling you right, this is a very special time for you. And he wants to pour so much into you at this hour. But we have to be led by the Spirit, not, by the flesh and opinion and everything outside. God's on the inside of you. How close is that? How close is that? No one can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. No one can separate you from the love of God. That's the key of David. If you look up in the Bible, there's a term called the key of David. And like I said, there's many keys in my life. Music is one of them. Worship music is one of the things that unlocks inspiration to me. Revelation. I do it at home. Prayer is another thing. Prayer in the Spirit. Praying in tongues. That's a gift of the Spirit. Praying in tongues has always been a gift to me. And we have so many other gifts. We'll look at them. No one can separate you. And David knew it was a key to ruling. It was a key to authority. He learned it over a period of time of making a lot of mistakes. I identify with David in so many ways. He danced. I want to dance like David danced, and I know people are going to look at me like, you fool. Hey, dancing in the Spirit brings revelation to me. It brings healing to me. Oh, and I believe it brings healing to those around me. Because something is released when I am free. When I am free. Something is released. Someone won't notice it. Some won't, believe it, but it's true. It's called the sure mercy of David. The sure mercy. David, well, let's go to Psalm. I think it's up there. Psalm 51, verse 10. This is a prayer. Been a prayer much of my life. Much of my life. Create in me a clean heart, O God. I want purity of spirit. You know, I want to be better than I am. I want to improve. I want to, you know, just get rid of wrong thinking, soulish thoughts, opinions, all these things. I want to have a thought from God. What's God doing? What's God saying? I don't care what the media is saying. What is God saying to me in this hour? Because I have a intimate personal relationship with Christ. So he's saying stuff. He can speak to me through David Thoreau, David Henry Thoreau, you know, through nature. There's all these keys that we hold. And it says, renew a steadfast spirit within me. You know, I want to be faithful and I want to have a consistent purity of heart, not sullied with outside opinions and hatred and all the things that are coming at us on a you know, tremendous basis, a huge basis. And, you know, I get 30 minutes and sometimes I go over to get you in the right spirit, in the Christian spirit. You know what I mean? In God's spirit, in the Holy Spirit. Whew. Holy Spirit. And we say, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. I've been rebuked for saying that. You know that? Oh, you, the Spirit never leaves. That's true. But you know what I'm saying? I want more of the Spirit. I mean, it might be wrong theologically to say, come, Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about? Because the Spirit's here. It's within me. But I want a greater revelation of his work in my life. And I believe that's what we have to offer in this hour, in this place, in this time. He says, he can recreate the right spirit within you. He can do that in your life if you're hungry enough, if you're awake enough. If you're looking after, if you want to have that in your heart, and as, do not take your Holy Spirit from me. You know what? David thinks like a lot of us think. Well, if I do wrong, he's just taking the Spirit from me. If this happens, you know, God's far from me. He doesn't want me. But he has an everlasting covenant with David of absolute mercy. Sometimes we forget that. And this covenant is fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Do you ever hear Jesus be calling the Son of David? Yes, because the lineage and the covenant goes on through Christ of absolute sure mercy. When we come to God, I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get forgiveness. I'm going to get mercy. I'm going to get grace. I'm not afraid to come to God. Not like I was before in religion. You know, it'll beat you down. It'll wear you down. It'll make you quit. Oh, we're supposed to have confidence, folks. You know what worship does to me? It gives me confidence, but not self-confidence. And that's what God told me about Jesse. He says, you have a lot of self-confidence, but he wants to give you divine confidence. Confidence in him. And that self-confidence combined with divine confidence is going to make you unstoppable in this hour. I don't know. Why was I thinking of Jesse? I have no idea. I mean, God just kept bringing it to me in my time of prayer, meditation. See, he wants you to take this out to the world. Like only you can. I can't. I the people you know, the people who you influence, you know, are probably aren't going to come in here. You know, like, you know, but you're going out there. And that's what this hour, what we've been trained for this hour is to go out there and have miracles happen. You know, I've had a couple miracles in my life personally and helped facilitate miracles through prayer, laying on the hands and healing. And it's given me just enough to want more. Amen? You know what I'm talking about, Johnny. He's shaking his head. He's seen just enough miracles to want more. How many want more? Oh, I want more. I want to see more miracles. Oh, I want to see miracles, but I have to think right through the Spirit that He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's right there with me trying to accomplish His will in our lives, in the lives of many out there. It says, do not cast your presence from me. We don't have to work up the presence. We carry the presence of God. We just stimulate the presence of God through prayer and awareness of His presence, through worship, through fellowship with one another. And He says, restore to me the joy, hallelujah, the joy of our salvation. Oh, it gets better and better. I am so thrilled. I am still so happy. I am overwhelmed. The goodness of God, the grace of God, it's growing and growing and growing. It's not diminishing, folks. Even through all this stuff that we're going through, the goodness and the grace of God is just ebbing up, flowing, flowing, flowing. Keeps going, and the world needs it. They need joy. They need peace. They need love. All those things, all the characteristics of the Spirit. And to me, when you bring together the gifts of the Spirit and the character of the Spirit, you have miracles because you have divine presence. Divine presence. Meanness, judgmentalism, and criticism does not bring presence. It does not bring a manifestation of His presence. It doesn't. Try it. Somebody yell at you? Somebody shoot you the bird on the highway? Come on, what's it bring? Anger, frustration, more. It just stimulates that stuff. You know, that's what's going on. People know how to stir up strife, stir up all that stuff. We have to think, move in the opposite spirit if we're led of the Spirit. Say, oh, that takes training, folks. And I haven't got it yet, especially at home. Well, I'm saying the wrong thing before, and I'm going, man, I thought I was through with that. You know? I thought I was better than that. Oh, my gosh, that's why every day, created me a clean heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit within me. I want to walk within my house with the right spirit, with a right spirit. Correct me, change me. Then, and only then, will I teach transgressors the way. Then, and only then, when they see your joy, when they see your love, when they see your patience, oh my God, oh, then, and only then, and sinners shall be converted to you. Oh my gosh. See, we have to follow somebody, don't we? Follow somebody. Somebody who has honesty, integrity, love, grace. It's called character. You know why I follow Sandy? Because she's flawless. She's led a flawless life. No, because through all her days, she's written about it. She has demonstrated character in the things she's gone through. Maybe not immediately, but it has risen up in her, the character of God. And that's who I want to follow. See, I got to follow somebody who's led of the Spirit, who's led of the Spirit, who I know is led of the Spirit. Just not talking about it, but demonstrating in her life. And why? Then I must have a relationship with people like that. I have to get to know them so that they demonstrate what's happening in the Spirit so that I can follow them, so I can be with them. Oh, as Christians, this is even more important than ever before. Proverbs says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but it's a way of death. I don't care how right it looks or how right somebody's telling you it is, you better be able to discern in the Spirit at this hour who you're following, how you should follow, and leading. Fathers, husbands. I mean, David knew. That's why he wanted the presence of God back in the house. He wanted to, and men have such an opportunity to bring the presence of God back in the house. That's a tough job. But David knew without it, he could not lead. Without it, he could not govern. There are people out there in different leadership. I'm talking the ones I know in Christian leadership who have no right to be leading because they're moving in the wrong spirit. They're moving in the spirit of the age. And they may look like they're in authority, but they'll lead you astray, folks. They will lead you astray, and it's a critical hour to have that kind of discernment, to have that level of discernment. Oh, so how do we know that? How do we know that? That someone has not only self-confidence, okay, but divine confidence. They need divine confidence that they know they're following God and leading people in the right direction. Oh, we're going to explore that this month. How exciting. Whew, that makes us charismatics, you know? And I'm so glad. By the time I was speaking in tongues, it was too late. Oh, that's of the devil, brother. I said, too late. I'm already doing it, you know? Oh, my goodness. Your personal prayer language to build yourself and edify yourself. In 1 Corinthians 12:7, it says, a charismatic Christian is a spirit-filled Christian. That's what we say, spirit-filled. Filled with the Spirit. And we're only getting the revelation of that now. Within, that God dwells within. And we can take it with us. We can take it, we can walk out of this room filled with inspiration. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual gifts, in which brings modern day miracles. Oh, I'm believing for a miracle every day. Hearts to change. People to be healed. Oh my goodness. Let me add them. You know, I mean, I just want to, through love, through encouragement. It's a gift of the Spirit. You don't give, encouragement is a gift of the Spirit. You know, it's a key. Where's my key? It's a key. And we share in that. Sandy and I share in that.
That's right.
Hold on to that.
Yeah.
See, we share and encourage. You can't do this totally on your own. You get tired.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You get tired. We need one another.
Yep.
Mm. And something unlocks in both of us as we turn that key of love and forgiveness and mercy and encouragement. Oh, Sandy encourages me. I encourage, don't make me cry. Oh my, I can feel the love, you know. You can just feel the love. It is such an incredible key. I work with a heck of an encourager back there, Suzanne. Oh my gosh. Whew. She has me do stuff I never thought I could do. Never wanted to do. <You know? laughs> But she's such an encourager. Whew. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God. Oh. Mm. Sometimes I have to go, oh. That's a charismatic thing. Laughing is too. Oh, the joy of our salvation. Oh, my goodness. It feels so good. I want to feel this good all the time. Oh, amazing. Where was I? Oh. So the work of the Holy Spirit, spiritual gifts, that's what we have. As charismatics, we can believe, we can create an atmosphere that attracts the Holy Spirit. Not just in here. That's easy in here. Doug plays some songs. We sing, we dance, we love on one another, and we feel the presence of God. Right, Doug? Amen, brother. I mean, it's so easy in here. That's why I love it. But they need it out there, folks. Oh, they need it in a grocery store. They need it, you know, in Drug Mart. They need it, oh, Doug Mart. I call it Doug Mart. You know, I mean, but they need it out there. Oh, just what we have on the inside of it released. That joy, that peace, that love. That's why we need to get filled. Jesus said in John 14:16, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper who will always be with you. See, wrong thinking is that the Spirit's not with us. Somehow we've grieved the Spirit and he's not with us anymore. You know, David had that idea. Don't take the Holy Spirit from me. He was a rascal, that David. You know what I mean? And he learned over a period of time that he had an unchanging God who loved him and was just giving him mercy, giving him grace. And he knew the key was the presence of God. The key was the presence of God. That's where he brought the tabernacle back into the temple. Whew. How many know this is the temple now? This, in the new covenant, this is the temple. If we've never had church again, God forbid. I was telling Gail, I love church more than anybody. I mean, I just love it because of all of you. But if we never had church again, we'll never lose the Holy Spirit. He goes with us. He's our traveling companion. He's our helper. He's our key to joy and peace and love, even in the middle of a pandemic, cancer. Whew. He can be the joy in the midst of cancer. Oh my goodness. And you can radiate it anywhere you go. He's our comforter, our advocate, and he will be with us forever. Oh, you're not getting rid of me. So I tell Judy, you're not getting rid of me. Guy goes, oh. Oh my gosh. Look over in 1 Corinthians 12. Ooh, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 12. But the manifestation of the Spirit, okay, manifestation, the public display, that's who it means. The Spirit made real. You know, not some hype, not something weird, although it can get weird. You know, I mean, the manifestation made real are what? The Spirit is given to each one of you. It's given to each one of you, not me exclusively. I may cultivate it more than you because I'm after it. I love it. I was created for this. My head's been in a clouds for a long time. You know, and I'm not ashamed of it anymore, okay? That's where I get my, you know, energy. Oh, I can look up on a cloudy, a sunny day and see the clouds and just get inspired. Oh my goodness, how wonderful. Oh, the Spirit made real. What are they? And it's for all to profit all. Everybody. To one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. I mean, you know, word of wisdom. I have wisdom. I'm 76 years old. I've been through a lot of stuff. You know, from that shepherd boy out in the field protecting my father's sheep, feeding the sheep, watering the sheep. I mean, it has great spiritual significance to my life. You can look back at your life and see spiritual significance in your life that has brought you to this place. And you need to do it and identify with somebody in the Bible. Identify with somebody in the Bible. Whew. The word of wisdom. So I'm speaking words of wisdom, folks. And some of you receive it, and you know, some of you won't, and some of you will consider the source. You know, it's not the source you like. You know what I mean? But I have a platform that says something, and I've kept a platform for a long time, not by my own strength, but by the Spirit. I have not disqualified myself. And that took some intentional living. See what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm talking about? I didn't just come up to Sandy this morning and say, I got a word, man. I got a word. We cultivated a relationship over time. She knows my history. She, you know, I mean, you have wisdom. Doug has wisdom. Yeah. Rhonda has wisdom, and he wants it manifested out there. He'll give you a platform to do it, and Facebook is the greatest platform I've ever seen in my life. It is. It's a great platform to give godly wisdom. spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding, right there. To another word, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. Yeah, you know, that's a different one, word of knowledge. You know, that God will confirm something that he's already said to you through me. Maybe with Jesse, maybe Jesse knows. This is a time like never before. I'm just confirming it to Jesse that, yes, you're hearing right, Jesse. You're hearing right. You're in the right place. You're hearing right, Bill. You're in the right place, because we wonder sometimes, wait a minute, where is this revival? It's right here. It's right here. If you're looking for a, you know, old-time revival, it probably ain't going to happen that way. I'm sorry. The culture's changed. It's happening right here, and you're spreading it out there. You're spreading it out there, wherever you're going. That's the revival. Whew, there's a revival in my heart. There's a revival of grace, mercy, and love in my heart like never before. I'm moving in the opposite spirit of the world. Judgment, criticism, anger, frustration. Ain't going to control me. I am free. I am free. And I'm staying free. Mm-mm. No one's going to put that on me. That burden. That heavy burden. I don't care what it looks like. I have a miracle working God. And he said, the Spirit of God will never leave me. Never forsake me. Never, never, never. He will always be with me. And it says, and another, the gift of faith. Woo, I got the gift of faith. I believe it. I'm just dumb enough to believe it. You know what I mean? That things are going to turn around for the better. I have faith. And when you're getting prayer, you want somebody that has faith. Yeah. Birth out of love and joy. You want somebody to pray for you that has faith. Whew. And he says, if you have a mustard seed, that's a start. How many got a mustard seed of faith this morning? Come on. There's two of you. That's enough. We're two or three. Everybody else is wondering, you know, have I got any left? You know, I got plenty for all of you. I got plenty for all of you because I know my source. See, my source is God, Almighty God, the Spirit of God, the wisdom of God. Oh, I love this. To another, the gifts of healing. How many know God still heals? Whew. Oh, and when I want healing, I want prayer for healing, I want someone with faith, you know? Oh, my goodness. Oh, just get me close to you. You know, I've been in the grocery store, and I don't run and pray with people. Just get me close to you, you know? Just let me stand next to you, near you in the line. Better than being angry that the line's so slow. Because that person in front of you is writing out a check. Did you ever see that happen? It's mostly an old person. And they're saying, they write out a check. What? Oh, it's hilarious. Oh, my God. You know, there's so much stuff out there to rob our joy. Oh, to rob our joy. It's so easier to live when you're retired. Then I'm never in a hurry. You know what I mean? I can relax. I could never relax when I was your age. Are you kidding me? I was on to the next job. You know? Seven kids? Oh my gosh. You're always working. Oh, man. Oh, the gift of faith, the gift of healings by the same Holy Spirit, right? To another, the working of miracles. Oh, I want to be a miracle worker. It says all these gifts are given to all for the profit of all. Oh, you know, the time I prayed for the girl, she had fallen down the steps and had a concussion and her brain swelled, and her family called me to the hospital and said, would you pray for her? And I said, oh, great. Yeah, I can. And the staff said, we won't let you in. And I said, just for a minute. They said, okay. So I went, there she was, gray. They said, she'll never wake up. So I laid hands on her, said a little prayer. I don't even know what I prayed. You know what I mean? And I left. And that afternoon, she woke up. Woo! Hallelujah! Oh, my gosh. They wanted to canonize me. You know, they started coming to the church. And, oh, day, you know, he healed my daughter. You know, they were young in the Lord. You know, It's Jesus. Jesus is healer, Christ the healer. Oh my goodness, and you carry that same spirit within you. Oh, he says you could heal nations. I believe it. My faith is big enough for nations. How about yours? Start with a small one. Jamaica, you know. Go there on vacation. Start with a small nation, you know. Oh my goodness, and where else? Another, the working mirror to another prophecy. I love prophecy. Oh, my wife's the best prophet I ever know because she always brings comfort. You come to my house, she's going to bring you comfort through what she cooks. She's going to be she's so hospitable. She makes enough for an army, you know, because she's a prophetic woman of God. And she knows how to operate. She doesn't call it prophecy. No, she doesn't like those terms. You know what I mean? But she just calls it being a mom. And to another, discerning of spirits. That's the most important one. Where's this coming from? Where's this coming from? Oh, you need to ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, where is this coming from? Oh, and you learn it. You'll make mistakes. But there's always time to change your mind and change your heart. And to another, different kinds of tongues, and to another, interpretation of tongues. But the same Spirit working all these things, the same Spirit distributing to each one individually. It's for all of us. Everything. You start operating in the Spirit, your life is going to just change. Because it's so much hope, so much love. Oh my gosh. There's no degree of love. You don't look at somebody the same anymore. Anybody the same anymore. You look at them as God's creation. Oh my goodness. God's loving creation. For as the body is one and many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. Woo! The body of Christ, whether slaves or free, and have been made to drink. Woo! Drink, drink, drink this morning. Oh, just drink of that Spirit. Drink of that Holy Spirit. Oh, put aside the other stuff. And it's fine time to just drink in the Spirit. Some people don't know how to drink. Just drink in the Spirit. Drink it in right now. It's right there for you. It's right there, inside you. Oh, we have a source. Oh, the well. Now, I'm just going to end, I think. I brought my other watch. This is a watch my kids gave me 1 year. Oh, it's over. No. You know, some people have lost their keys. That's why I have a keychain. See? Some people have lost their keys. Do you ever lose your keys? Oh my, isn't it horrible? Some people have lost the key to joy, the key to life. Oh, the key to grace, the key to all of it. Oh, you know, I wanted to go to the fruit of the Spirit. How many know those? Love, joy, peace, long suffering, patience, goodness, kindness. Oh, that's how you discern spirits, folks. Oh, it's so simple. It has to have the fruit of the Spirit. See, the power of the Spirit moves in the fruit of the Spirit. That's how we create an atmosphere of the Spirit. Is moving in love, in kindness, in gentleness, in goodness. What did Jesus say? Learn of me. Oh, you want to do stuff like Jesus did? I do. Oh, we need it so much. The need is so great. Oh, he said you'll do greater works. Greater works than these. Oh, but we have to have confidence. David knew that he had to lead with confidence. I wrote this down and we'll end here. We have to serve with confidence. That's what I'm called to do. I found myself in the Bible. You know what I am? I'm the chief wine steward. I pour out the wine that Jesus did the miracle. I was going to read that to you, John. Well, John 4, I think he's at the wedding feast of Cana, and his mother says, they're out of wine. You know who the mother represents? The Holy Spirit. Mary represents the Holy Spirit in this story. Read it for yourself. She's the one that's encouraging him to move into his ministry. That's the work of the Spirit. That's the work of a mother. Oh my gosh, that's why women make such great pastors. You know? They're not hammering you. They're encouraging you. They're blessing you. They see something in you. No, they're children, no matter what. They're moving in the Spirit. Moving. See, men have a hard time moving in the Spirit. If you get older like me, your testosterone level drops. You know what I mean? You want chocolate all the time. It's the mother heart of God. It's the Holy Spirit. Don't you want the best for your children and your family? And oh, you can move in that spirit of encouragement. And he said, oh, it's not my time. It's not my time. And he said, yeah, you have authority. Oh, you have authority. You have divine authority. Jesse, you have divine authority. The Spirit brings confidence. You have to love with confidence. Love with confidence. See, people who judge are afraid of love. They're afraid. They have no confidence in love. Love never fails. In the long haul, love never fails. Love never fails. They have to live with confidence. Live with confidence. Some have given up on life and taken the negative road. Oh, not me. I'm a believer. They have to lead with confidence in their homes. You know you have to carry the Holy Spirit in your home to lead properly. Because most of the time, you know, you can be angry and frustrated because worked so hard and all these different things. You know how it is, Johnny. And you come home and who do you take it out on immediately? Darn it. Whew. When I first started learning this stuff, I was driving a truck. And I was so frustrating out there on the highway, you know, and making trips. And I drove a steel truck in and out of Cleveland. Whew. And I don't even know how I did that job, you know what I mean? And it was hard. But when I come get off work, I find a tree and I park my car and I pray this prayer. Created me a clean heart. Because I didn't want to go home and be frustrated with my family. And I was too often. Way too often. But you have to find that place where you get renewed in the spirit of love and grace and mercy because everybody needs it. They don't need your... Woo. You need to follow with confidence. I'm following Sandy with confidence because I've seen her history. I know her track record. You know, like I said, get the book. She wrote a book on it. You have to worship with confidence. Whew. And you have to have a confident worship leader. And we got more than one. They're confident. I sense their confidence. And I think Megan's biggest struggle, give me the key. I think it's confidence. It's the confidence. But you know, together we can do this. Come on, Roger, grab hold. Together. You're in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time. It's never been more important. Never. You can lead with divine confidence. It's a key to your spiritual life. Now that's a move of the Spirit, folks. It's a manifestation of the Spirit where she gets up there and leads with confidence. Like today, week after week. Yeah. Never gets tired or discouraged. Never. Never. Oh, Shauna. You know your sister, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we are family. Oh, I like that song. Where was I? I'm ending. Oh, I'm getting, okay, worship with confidence, walk in confidence. See, if we're following the Holy Spirit, we can walk in confidence. If we're following that Spirit, whew, oh, we need to walk in confidence. Confidence plus love equals miracles, folks. Confidence plus love. Oh. Whew. Whew. Let's pray. Whew. Thank you, Lord. You know, there were times this week when my confidence was shaken. I think I thought I had COVID two or three times. Anybody else? Whew. Well, you get enough information. Oh, and you know, I mean, gosh, I'm never going to make it here. You know what I mean? But God's Spirit empowered me to do it. He eradicated the fear. I mean, we just have to do it, you know? We just have to show up. Doug will show you how to show up, you know? And he showed his whole family how to show up. We need to show our family how to show up, not just for church, but in love, in grace, in mercy. So, Heavenly Father, we are so grateful. A grateful heart is the same as a joyful heart, and it is a medicine, Lord God, to us. So I ask you to pour out your Spirit. You said you would pour out your Spirit on all flesh. Oh, we thank you that we're living in the day when we're seeing that happen, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for this time together, and I just bless these people for their perseverance, their love and their faith. In Jesus' name. Whew. You know, Sandy's going to come up and give a little announcement what's coming up. But I wish I could take that key around to everybody and hold out to them and just connect with them in the Spirit. I mean, it's just so empowering. And it's something released that when we take an object and we say, this is a point of release. This is a point of release. You can do that holding your wife's hand, putting your hand on her head and saying you're beautiful. Those things, I'm telling you, there's a point of release. So thank you. Thank you for just being here this morning, and we love you so much. Amen.
All right. Yeah, give it up for Dave. Thank you. I emailed him this week and I said, I just want to say thank you because I love what he always has to say. I mean, obviously, I get ministry from his ministry, but also on the weeks that he speaks, it gives me, you know how football players get a bye week? It gives me a bye week where if I need to get extra administrative stuff done, I can focus on that. And some weeks, this week, I just needed more rest. And so I didn't have a message to prepare, so I just got a lot more rest. And I'm confident in his ability to do what God tells him to do, so I just thank you. Another great week.